Morning. Good morning. How are you, Greg?
Good. Where might you be?
Well, I'm technically in Florence, Alabama right now, or a hotel. Our men's golf championship starts tomorrow. Actually, today, practice round tomorrow with stroke play and Muscle Shoals right across the river. So beautiful Muscle Shoals, which we've been here 10 or 11 times in the last 15 years, and it's really a hidden gem. I like it. The course is fantastic, and I love staying in downtown Florence. Some really nice places to eat and go do things.
Oh, it's that whole area down through that stretch from Huntsville on the east side of I-65 to Florence over to Muscle Shoals, sort of tracking the Tennessee River. That's a great place to work and live. It really is.
And if anybody's ever been to the Shoals, the name of the golf course,
right?
Over the 18th greens overlook the Tennessee River, and there's it's a million-dollar view. There's no doubt about that. So we always enjoy some good golf and some good views.
So you're pulling rank that this is the one you are the executive at, right?
Well, everybody says that. I am the golf administrator, but they don't see getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and being the first person there before daylight and staying late, too. But,
and the last to leave, turn on the lights, turn off the lights.
It's a pity party. I understand that. But I will say this. I'm going to brag on golf. Just golf decorum in general, right? But the golf student athletes are the absolute best. They come up with thank you afterwards, and it makes all the hard work worth it.
All right. Who's going to win it? Predicting, but give me the synopsis.
So Little Rock is our top-ranked team. They are in the top 100. SIUE, UT Martin, and Tennessee Tech would be the next three in the rank. And you got a couple of our teams in the mix, sort of. So we do three rounds of stroke play, and then after those three rounds are over, the top four teams advance to match play. So that's what they do at the NCAA championships, and that's what our men's teams wanted to do. So you don't have to be first. You really only have to be in the top four, and then anything can happen in the match play. And we do that on Wednesday, a semifinal in the morning, and then a championship flight in the afternoon. And it's sort of exciting, but I think our teams really enjoy that format.
Women's golf last weekend, I guess finished up earlier in the week, at Tunica. How'd that go?
If you've been to Tunica, it's windy. I'm going to tell you that. Like, I thought when I came home, I was going to sit in front of a box fan and just let the wind hit me in the face. So that's what it felt like. It was really every day between 12 and 20 in the wind.
Wow.
But it was that for every team. And so, you know, you just have to adjust it. Little Rock, their second year in the league, their first OVC Women's Golf Championship, they beat Moorhead, Moorhead beat them by about 7-8 shots last year. So kind of turned the tables there. And it was there's only the second time I've been to Tunica, so there's golf and casinos there. That's really all there is. But the course was nice, and I think our best team won.
And add food buffets, too.
Food buffets. We had one, and after we were done, the commissioner was with us, some of our other staff members. I had to take a walk. I had to go walk to the casino next door because the food was too good. So that was only a one-night thing at the buffet.
So you went to the buffet, and you had to walk to the casino, is what I heard.
Well, I was in one casino. We had to walk to the other one just to go outside and get some fresh air and all that.
This weekend, I guess yesterday through tomorrow, women's tennis up in St. Louis.
We got some. We're at the Dwight Davis Tennis Center in St. Louis. First time we've ever been there. And, you know, our footprint has changed, obviously, so it's closer to a lot of teams. Tennessee State got a victory, Southern Indiana, SIUB. So seven women's teams this year. So there was three matches yesterday. The number one seed, SEMO, who was our regular season champion, they got a bye. So now we're in the semifinals, and that's sort of sandwiched in here between our two golf championships, but we're running full speed now with that, with some of our staff up in St. Louis, some of it here in Muscle Shoals, and then some are back at the office getting ready for beach volleyball, which will be at the next weekend. So it sounds like we have a lot of staff there. When I said some, we don't, but we split ourselves up pretty good over these next 2 weeks.
Well, you brought it up, beach volleyball. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Now, the championship, national championship, is in Gulf Shores, which I understand that. But when you say beach volleyball, Moorhead, Kentucky just doesn't jump right out at me, okay? But I love Moorhead. I mean, like, Malini's in Moorhead's one of the best Italian restaurants I eat at every year. So,
now, you know, there's Cave Run Lake in Moorhead, which is a big recreational area. We don't play there, obviously, but I'll tell you, Moorhead's done a really good job. They dropped tennis about 10 years ago, so they took their tennis courts and they turned them into beach volleyball courts. So put the sand down, redid everything, and it actually is a nice setup. Now, the temperature, it just depends on what it is. I was there 2 years ago. It was rainy one day and fabulous the other day. So hopefully there is good weather. And yet you're right. So the champion, and this last year was the first year we had automatic bids at the championship. And then, or maybe, this, so this is the second or third year, and they get to go to Gulf Shores. So it will be a really good experience for our whichever team wins. Now, there's not a lot of women's beach volleyball teams, not a lot of conferences sponsored yet, and there's some really good ones. So, like, I know our teams have played, like, Southern Cal when they get there. So they have a tough test, but they will get to go to Gulf Shores and really have a nice experience.
Softball May 8th through 11th up in Peoria. How did it get to Peoria?
That's a great question. We used to be in Oxford, Alabama. We've been there for about 7 years. And again, I said changing geographical mm-hmm. footprint. They have a turf field, and they have an indoor facility if needed. And there's not many places that have a real true championship field. So when we were looking, there's two or three we talked to. This was really the only one besides Oxford, which was booked this year, to have something. So we're in with them for this year, and we have if it goes well, there's already a contract for 4 more years. Again, I think our teams will like it. Western Illinois, who joined us this year, obviously, they're the closest team to Peoria. They're only about an hour away. But, you know, Eastern, Lindenwood, SIUE, a lot more in their footprint. Those teams had to go 8 or 9 hours to Oxford, Alabama. And I don't think the weather will be that big a situation with the turf fields. It'll take some rain. And at the worst case, if we did have some weather and had to play the last day, they have a bubble. So we could go in the bubble and play some games if it was lightning or something. So we're looking forward to being there. It's just a little farther from our office than we're used to. So the OVC staff will have to adjust. We have to leave a day earlier, get up there a little bit earlier.
And men's outdoor, women's outdoor track and field, May 11th, 9th through the 11th, rather, up in Charleston, Eastern Illinois. And I know that's quite a home track advantage, because Eastern Illinois is usually pretty dang good. Talk about track and field.
We rotate our outdoor track championship, so everybody gets a chance to host. And if they don't have the facility, they can, of course, pass. But the people have been to O'Brien Field, O'Brien Stadium. They host mm-hmm. it right there where they play football, and they are very good at it. SEMO's been good. Little Rock won our men's indoor title. Like, there'll be some teams really competing. That's the same weekend as softball, so we have to split our staffs again. But the Eastern Illinois staff knows how to run a track meet. And so that will sort of almost, I don't want to say run itself, but it'll be a really good experience for everybody that weekend. And that's when the weather starts getting hot too, right? Like that, heading into the Memorial Day weekend for the baseball, you know, softball and track are going on. It's going to get warm, and we're almost hit the home stretch at that point.
And then the 22nd through the 25th next month, baseball concludes all the spring, Wednesday through Saturday there, leading up to the Labor Day, of course, heading to the regional, super regional, and everybody wants to get to Omaha up in Marion, Illinois. And I know we were had Mike Lehman on from Tech last segment, of course, right now, you know, them and what, SEMO mm-hmm. neck and neck.
They are. We had a four-way tie at one point. It changes every day of the weekend series. Little Rock is right there too. And I think 2 weeks ago we had six teams tied for fourth, and I was like, wow, this is really competitive. So Tennessee Tech has been really good this year too. We got some really good pitchers. They have one, Little Rock has one, that people, you know, that Friday night starter sort of makes a difference. Second year in a row in Marion, it's really just a pretty easy drive up 24 to people. They have used to be known as Rentwood Park. They had the Southern Illinois Miners. That was a low A team, or a Frontier League team. Now they have a summer league team there, the Thrill Billies. So, and Mountain Dew sponsors them. So if you go up there, you'll see a lot of Mountain Dew signage. And it's also a turf field. So we really like that. No field maintenance. If it rains, it's good. And that's the week we joke as the OVC staff. That's the weekend everybody's like, well, it's Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to get on a boat and I'm having fun. And we're at the baseball stadium. So that's just a joke about that a little bit. But that's the weekend of was really hot, and you really think about baseball. Let's get to that regional and then see what we can do.
Kyle Schwartz with associate commissioner of the OVC, just announced this week the annual inductions into the Ohio Valley Conference Hall of Fame. One of them, Rick Samuels, longtime coach at Eastern Illinois, 25 years, last 9 as a member of the OVC, and all the things that he did there. And I know, especially the tug of the heart for a lot of people, you, Heather Brown, was like a kid sister to you, and you brought her along with Beth, and her passing, obviously, and just what an honor for her and her family. I really lumped up a little bit when I saw that.
Well, I got to tell, I'm in charge of the Hall of Fame, and so I send the nominations out, I get the ballot together, I count the votes, all that stuff. So we've known for a while, and I need to get to tell her dad in March when I saw he came to our basketball tournament, but yeah, no OVC staff, full-time staff member has ever worked at the OVC longer than she did. So 20 years. Now, our accountant, Diane Vaughn, she has worked there longer, but she's only part-time. So Heather, you know, really gave it her all over 20 years. So we definitely miss her. So it will be a great way to remember her and put her. She'll be like the 98th or 99th person in all time in our Hall of Fame, which started in 1977. And way just to keep her memory and legacy going. And then 2 weeks later, she's actually getting an award from the College Sports Communicators at the at their convention, an achievement award. So it'll sort of be two awards in a three-week span to really remember the things she did for us.
Yeah, well-deserved, of course. That CSC's formerly COSIDA, right?
So, COSIDA.
I still
say College Sports Communicators at COSIDA. So, and this year, the convention's in Vegas, so I know it's tough for people to go there, but we'll go there.
Yeah. Kyle Schwartz. Thanks, Kyle. Enjoy the tournament. See you, buddy.
All right, Greg. Have a good weekend.
All right, Kyle Schwartz, Associate AD of the OVC. I hate to hear him. He has to